The daf marches on, and therefore, so do we. I'm just going to discuss one of the important sugyas of this week's daf, which is the concept of kol kavua kamechza al mechza. 1 second, please. Yeah, I just started this year, Shlema. Can I call you back in a few minutes? Thank you. On the concept of kol kavua kamechza al mechza. Rav Pesach, can you hear me? Could you open your mic, please, for a second? Can you pause it for a second? No. Okay. So one of the important sugyas here of the end of the first parak of Ksubis, which is, as we'll find out over the next week or two, inextricably linked to the sugyas in the beginning of the second parak, Midinei Nemanis, but the Gemara in Daf Tezvav has a very important sugya about kavua and roiv, meaning the Gemara says, Amrav Zeira, kol kavua kamechza al mechza dami bein l'kula bein l'chum. Even though roiv, as we know, is a halach in kol terukula, when something is kavua, it has a halacha of kamechza al mechza. What does this mean? Meaning that even in a case where normally b'chol terukula we go bas roiv, and this is a raisa, the Gemara learns it from the pasuk of achrei rabim lahatois. And lemashal, if we have basar, we don't know if it's kosher or not. And there are asara chanayis in the ear that are meicher basar kosher. Tisha mehem are meicher basar kosher. Meicher basar, 9 kosher and 1 is nevela. Normally we'd go basar raiv and would say the principle of kol de parish, meruba parish. However, and therefore it's kosher. This is subject to one major exception, says the Gemara. Varaiva ir nami, the Gemara talking about the use of raiv to kasher the nemanis of the yuchsin, either kazla inoligaba called a parish maruba parish. Tricha the kaazla ihi ligabayu, davale kavua, vom rabzera kol kavua kamechza al mechza dummy. This is the sugis of the Gemara. And whether it's the Chula and whether it's the Chumra, if you scroll down, Gemara discusses the Brice of Tesha Chanoya, Is Kula Mocharis Basar Shchuta, Vachs Mocharis Basar Lovela, Sveke Aser, Benimsa Halachacha Raiv. If you found a Basar, you don't know who it is, you go Basar Raiv. And the Gemara introduces a separate Nitun of Dalsus Meulais, and Gemara says, Amrav Zera, Kol kavua kamechza al mechza bein lekula bein lechumra. Ad kan the lashon of the Gemara that we need. Now the Rishonim and the Achronim are niskasha on the basic of the sugya. Tosis and Derei Maschil Dilma asks Akasha that from our sugya is mevuyer, if the Baal went to the Isha, the Azal Iyu Ligaba, then we do say called a parish. Ask Tosfos, this is L'chari K'neged Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir says that people are considered to be kavua even if they were naidi. Why? Because they're coming back to their homes. If they're coming back to their homes, we should be subject again to kavua and call kavua kamechza machza. The Baal left his house. Vim Taimar, as Taisakash of the Nazir, Parachad, Amram Lushukha, Tevi Kadish Isha, Stam, Asr Bechal, Anashim Shaba Elam, Nikain Stuma. The Gemara asked Akasha from Aimlish Lucha Tevi Kadish Le Isha. And the Gemara says, Aminalachana Isha the Lay Naide, Batamarli Isur the Nayid. You're telling me Isha that's not Naide, and you're telling me Isur that is Naide, Vichite Machinami, Shuka Achshav, a country talking about it, the case where he just found him on the street. Hasam Hadral Nichusa. So the Gemara says, the Taisis asks Akasha that here we are talking about a case that the Isha was Hadral Nichusa. The Baal was Hadal Nechusa to go back to their original place. And you see, they are considered to be Kavua. And here, that seems to So, from the Gemara here in Ksubis, from the two Shtalotesha Chanoyes, it's mashma, the Basar was Nimsa, came out of the store, somebody dropped it on the floor. What if Lashas laid us a suffix, the Basar did not leave the Chanoya, a person took it from one Chanus, so we don't know from which one he took it from, then we don't go Basar, right? Because the suffix was nailed in the Makam of the Kavua, that's the Alacha of Kol Kavua, a mechza, a mechza. And the shaila here is, what is the yisayid of this halacha? So Tosfos asked this kasha from Nazir. Answered Tosfos that the kavana of the Gemara Nazir is, but shas leidas ha-safik, when the suffix was created, when the person wants to be mekadesh another isha, it's possible that the isha should be miskadeshes through the shliach and the shliach who was being miskadesh, sorry, the isha who's being miskadesh, the shliach went back to her house. That's considered to be kuah. Chazra l'nichusa is considered kuah. That's the Gemara in Nazir. But the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about the shas latest hasafik, which is the shas of the bia. There, the bail was pirish mim kaimai, and therefore we say called the parish meruba parish. This is the approach of the Tosfos to make a distinction between the sugya in Nazir and the sugya in the sugya in Nazir and the sugya in Ksubis. So the Rishonim expand upon this distinction of the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Arash explains, here's the Gemara Nazir, we can see the Gemara Nazir inside. I'm next line, next Amid, say the Kaddish Li. Isha Stam, Asim Chala, Anashim Shabbailam, Chazak Ashiach Isha Shechusai. As I state in the Gemara. So the Rosh explains that the Kavan of the Gemara and Nazir is an achnami, as Tosfos explains, but the Rosh adds a beer to the Lashon of the Tosfos. And he says, the reason is because Tosfos' distinction tak is right, but the Rosh adds, and the Rosh is brought here on page 43 in the bottom left. First, let me tell you what he says outside, that the Ikar Suffolk that we are being done now is who is the Isha that the Shliach is Mekadosh. We don't know who the Shliach is Mekadosh. This Isha already came back Lam Kaima, and therefore she is considered to be Kavua. It's here in the bottom. Let's make this a little bigger if we can. The Taisa said, the Rosh says, Chitay Machna Midnight, the Aimer B'shuk Ashkhed Kutch, the Chumri Yisera Lesser Kal Nash Shabalim, Melon Little Ice Shabab B'shas, Shemer B'shas Shakit Lahaisa Kavua. The Rosh says, Rosh explains that the side of the distinction here is that because the Gemara in Nazir means that the Ikra Suffolk that we're danin is who is this Isha? And this Isha, even though she has one point was 90, she went back when Kaima. So the Achrainim are chaylek in two different svaris. One was called Reb Shimon Chakap, and one was called Reb Chanan Vassman. Reb Shimon and Shari Yosher devotes quite a lot of prakim and Shar Dalid to this concept of Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza. It literally would take us weeks to be able to go through all this Shari Yosher and do it justice. So I'm going to try to do the best I can to summarize it. And then point out to you that Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. If we have time left, we'll see if we can sum up with some nafka minus between the approach of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon. They both learned in the same base medrash, but they both had a different derech halimut, even though they're both, as I said, with Talmidim of Rabbi Chaim, but they, all three of them had somewhat different dark halimut. Rabbi Shimon says What is the pshat in kol kavua kemechza mechza? He says that normally the Torah says we go basarayv. Achrei rab muhatis. However, says Reb Shimon, the Torah added another part to the Kedarah Sekasav, that if the miyut is kavua, it's nechshav as if there is no miyut at all. And it's shava to the rive. It becomes 50-50. And it's like mechza mechza. How do we know that? She says, this is really the pshat in the Taisvis. Because this Taisvis is problematical. Let's go back to the Taisvis for a moment. Reb Shimon asks, how is it possible the Taisvis should say that the Gemara Nazir, let's go back to the Taisvis. The person, the suffix is considered to be a kvua because the isha was neither back to Mekaima. Let's look at the Taisis again. There you go. Aval hacha ki azl ina legaba b'shasha isra hara here. Tassam shas isha b'alashem isha hadli nechusa ha'isha shekitza shliach. The bottom, the last five lines of the Taisis. Hadli nechusa isha kutzal. She went back to her home. She went back to her nechusa. He went back to Nechusa. But how does that make sense? Says Reb Shimon. We're not coming to be done now who the Isha of the Sheikh is Mekadosh. We are trying to be done now. The suffix is that on who, which Isha, the suffix is now on the new Isha that he wants to be Mekadosh. In other words, let's get some names here to make it clear. Reuven sent Simon to be Mekadosh Isha. He was Mekadosh Isha, but he still know who it was. So he was Mekadosh A Isha. So Taisa says, that Isha was Hadol Nechusa. Says Reb Shimon, that's not the suffix here. The suffix is the new Isha. We found the Isha here now. He wants to marry this Isha. And maybe it's the sister of the Isha that he was Mekadosh. The first one was Mekadosh. So the suffix here is now on the second Isha, Miss X, let's call her X. The first anonymous person that the Shulchan Mekadosh is gone. She's here. If she was not here, if she was gone, if she's vaporized, then her wouldn't be a problem. But she's here somewhere. But she's not Emet Lefanenu. The Emet Lefanenu is Rachel, who he wants to be Mekadosh. And that is the suffix. Is Rachel Mutter or not? Is she a crave of the first Isha or not? And this Isha is not Kavu of Imkaima. So why should it be a problem? Says Reb Shimon, since Taisus says this, Taisus had a mahalach. So Taisus must mean that the site of the din of kavu, the site of the din of kavu must be that the miyat that's kavua, if it was not a kol deparish, if it's still in the butcher store, the miyat that's kavua is not considered to be a mute. The Xeris of Kasav Arab Leva Kamlai is that it becomes Machzal Machzal. MMA, Taisus holds, since the Isha that the Shliach was Makadish is Kavubim Kaima, because she's now resting comfortable, that's considered to be that now 5% of the women in the Kadesh is to the Shalach. And therefore, he doesn't have a right to matter him to be able to marry Rachel. Because he was Mekadosh, Shliach was Mekadosh 50 X's, 50% of the world X's, 3 billion X's, 3.5 billion X's, whatever the female population of the world is, all Mekadosh, Suffolk Mekadosh to Reuven. So now you'll say, but Rav the Olam is not, no, it's not true. It's not true. 50% is Mekadosh to him. And therefore, since that Yisoid of Kavua creates a 50-50 tie. However, that works in Xeris HaKasav. There's no Rav anymore. That overrides Rav. As I state in the Halakha Shari Yosha, let's see it inside. Okay, yes, I understand that. There's not much I can do about that. I'll try to change the locations. I think that's what I'll do. Change locations, and maybe that will make it. Excuse me, everybody said we're going to take about a 30-second pause because I'm told that my internet is freezing. So let me move. Okay. The Reb Shimon is brought here on page 44. Tysus, the Reb Shimon quotes the Tysus, and he says, line 5, and Farsha Tysus, Ksuva the Kayashas, Ish Kiddush Ashliach, Hashem Kasb Zalashan. Okay, goes through some variations between the two Tysus, and he says, Hasam Huddle and Uchusav Damalik. Three lines to the bottom. Okay, Kveg already straightens it out, a steer in the two Tysus, which we don't have time to go into now. And he explains the chat in the sugya. So he says, L'chayre, there should be a din heter midin raiv. On the next page, top of the next page. L'chayre, achre, arp mahatais, should matter the isha that he wants to be mekadosh. Again, Reuben sent Shimon to be mekadosh isha. We don't know who he was mekadosh somebody. We're calling her ex. And now he wants to marry Rachel. May Rachel is ex's sister. So the Chayrish will go, let's go bus arrive. So Rabbi Shimon, you can't go bus arrive. Why? Because it's Kavua. But why is it Kavua? Because it's Hadral and Uchusa. Says Rabbi Shimon, Shrei Bayon Mishal Leib and Tereslai. Zermin, she Kavua, but Mechanash and Remachriola. The Mashakaz says, Ain't a Kavan the Shasal, I need in Klemel, Isha Shemakadish, Nice Akshav. Alhamiot, Varev, Shrei Nashan Bayon, Ain't a Kadash is Lai. That's the attempt that we're trying to do, bus arrive. Once you went back home, it comes kvua. Kalaymar. The rush was new when Rav Shimon was writing this, and he quotes the rush for the next five lines. He named Mimasha Kosova Tysus Arash after that Kalashine, Farshagis of Shasta Nazar, Kvis of Bisham Gadesh, Kiddush Ashliach, Ains and didn't shun done an Achshal, a Mysel, Esser, a Hatter, Mukhakin Zed, the Masha Kitchitar, a Kvua, Enel, and didn't say a Krila, to should be Kvis to Nechlamatis. The halacha of Kavua takes you out of Racher Ab Mahatis. Elish Amra, Tirisha, Miat, Hakavu, Ain a Hush of Miat, Elikamechsa, Machsa, Mela, Mishtana, didn't shun indeed. This is the famous svara of Rav Shimon that in the site of Kol Kavua, the pshat is that the miut becomes a machza machza. That's of the gzeres akasav, and therefore Tosfos holds the isha that is no longer a rival hatter. The isha that with the shliach is mekadosh. Because she's Kul Bim Kaima, all of a sudden she's 50% of the world. She's 3.5 billion women who may be Mekadeshes to you, and there's no Raiv Lahater, and therefore Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza, and therefore he is stuck. Nizasim Chol Neshesh Shuvayilam. This is Rabbi Shimon's approach. Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. Rabbi Chanan Kavod Shirim in a for Rav Shimon, Rav Chanan Kavod Shiurim, for Rav Chanan, typical courts and sharf. Rav Chanan has a different approach. He says on the bottom page 46. Let me summarize it for you, and then we'll see it inside. He said the din of kavua kamechza machza is a chiddush that the Torah said that even though there is a raiv. Nevertheless, in such a suffix, freeze it for a second. Let me say it outside. In such a suffix, a raiv does not help. Raiv doesn't help. Again, Rav Shimon said there's no raiv. Rav Shimon said the chiddush of kol kavua elevates it to machtz al mechtz. Rav Chan says, what is a raiv? The chiddush of this yisoid is that raiv doesn't help in such a case. What does that mean? That means that normally we say that there's a suffix here. We don't know where the meat came from. We don't know who the Kadesh is for. Let's go bust the Rav. The Rav is Machriya the suffix. Says Rabbi Chanan, and when it comes to a case of Kavua, the Rav simply isn't Machriya the suffix. Torah didn't give you a ability to use Rav to be Machriya suffix in such a case. And this, he said, was Hiskim imay Rabbi Hagrach. Let's see this inside. Again, in a well-known piece. Ikra din dechol the parish yesh la'ayin. Nida chaticha shenim tzeis. Ein abim kaima. The chaticha, the piece of meat, left the store, is now on the floor, on the street. The kol chaticha sunachsim kaima and kemechta machta. So it's a person, a person rubel, mechta machta. Somebody in the shir, we don't know who it was, it's the Chacham Echad, Rabbi Chanan quotes him approvingly, that Kavua Kamechza Mechza is not the Pshat, it's Nechshav, there's no Reif. The Gzeris HaKosav is that in the case of Kavua, there's no, we don't go Basa Reif. But Be'emis, there is a Reif in Kavua. It doesn't help. We don't go bus rive. It's not machri this stuffik. The Teret Zeh, somebody said this in Reb Chaim Shir. Hiskin Foyd Murray Rebbe Agrach Zatzal. Okay, and then the Gemara, he goes on to explain. The Gemara is Vachan of Ayin Dalid, which is one of the keys to the Sugis here. It's in the Perigat Taruvis in Zvachim, which goes through the of this heter. Rabbi said, we have two mahalchim here. Either we have Reb Shimon's mahalach, which is that it's elevated to machza machza, or Reb Chanan's mahalach that in this exeris a kasev Chaim's mahalach that Reb doesn't help by kavu. What's the nafkamina between these mahalchim? So the prima gadim has, I'll leave you with several of the nafkaminas as espoused by the Achrayim from Megadim, Reb Shimon himself, and my Reino Agayin of Shmuel Rozovsky. The Megadim has a shaila. I won't have time to see it inside. Let me tell you outside. Tuchakir is a guy besafik which is kavua. Is a svek sveka mutter be kavua? We know Reiv doesn't help by kavua. What about svek sveka? Svek sveka is a heter, right? It's a heter. The Mark Super stuff tells. A few weeks ago, told us that Svek Svek is a heter. Svek Svek help with Kavua. Second, does a Chazak help by Kavua? In other words, since the Torah was Mechadish, the Legab is Suffolk, which is Kavua, you can't be Semich and Rav. Rav doesn't work. So maybe the other dinim that are Machriya Svekais, aka Svek Svek and Chazak, should also not work. So according to Reb Shimon, that the Ikra Din and Kol Kavua, there's no shail on this suffix. Why? Because L'gabe Din Raiv, not the Pshat is the suffix, there's no Raiv doesn't help. The Pshat is, there's no Raiv here. And therefore, there's no Svar to say that Svesveka or a Chazaka shouldn't help B'makayim Kavua. Why not? I'll tell you, Raiv doesn't work. Yeah, the Raiv doesn't work because there's no Raiv. Not that Reiv doesn't work because there's a kuf that Reiv doesn't work. Again, Shimon says Reiv doesn't work because there's no Reiv, everything considered 50-50. So therefore, Reiv Taka doesn't work. But maybe Chazaka works. Maybe Svek Sveka works. Prim Gadim has a good Shaila, the other two. So they should work. Mimelech, the Prim Gadim Suffolk is only applicable according to Reb Chaim's Mahalach. Reb Chaim's Mahalach. It says that the Gzeris HaKosov that Reiv doesn't work. Gzeris HaKosov doesn't, Reiv doesn't work. Not because there's no Reiv. There is a Reiv, but Reiv doesn't work. That's the case. The Shail is, does Sveksek work, and does Chazaka work? So if Shmuel brings these two in Ice Tuf Tezvav, let's see it inside for a moment. Let me tell you outside first again. While you get to the page. The page is brought here on page 51. Shmuel says, brings it to Mahalchim, and he says it's a tremendous nafkamina, and that is whether or not the halach of kol kavua, kemechza mechza, is applicable to all types of rives, including a rubid less kaman. As we all know, there's such a thing called a rubid isa kaman, a rive lufaneinu, tesha chanoyos, and there's a rubid less kaman. What's the case of a rubid less kaman? Rubid less kaman are numerous types of rives, those things that we call the behavioral rives of science. Those are called rives of the lesser kaman.
So if the Yisayid of Kol Kavu is that Rav doesn't help, maybe Rav doesn't help because it's Kavua. Even the Legabe, those Ravs which are called Rav Lesser Kaman, which are even stronger Ravs, because often there are certain principles of science, like Rav Nashon, Misabres, Neldes, Lates, which is a very negated to Ben Sayer Meir, and other such scientific behavioral rubais, which are called Ruba de Lesser Kaman, then why shouldn't it work? But if you say to Kol Kavula, that's Nechshav, that the Miyat is Shavat to the Rive, as Shari Aisha learns, and therefore there's no Rive, and therefore it has nothing to do with Ruba de Lesser Kaman, because Ruba de Lesser Kaman is fundamentally different than Ruba de Lesser Kaman. Ruba de Lesser Kaman, it's not together that we're Saimach, the Dabar, is Mutal, the Safak, comes from the Rive, not from the Miyat. Because we don't have a rival in front of us. We don't have a Miyut. What do we have at Ruba de Lesser Kaman? We have something that's Mutal B'Suffolk, a Suffolk Trefa, and then we're down if this Behemoth is Trefa, and we're Saimach, since Rai Behemoth is not Trefa, it's just a scientifically known fact that the Rabbanim decided based on the input from the Tabachim that Rai Behemoth is not Trefa. So that's a scientific fact. So Alteva Stam behemoths are not treifas. Mel was saimich that a behemoth, this behemoth is not a treifa either. And therefore, it's not shaykh to say that the mu'it is equal to the raib, and it's nechshav kilu, it's machsa or machsa. That's only applicable to a rub. But the isa kaman, such as teshach anayis. This is a beautiful, beautiful nafkamina brought by Meren Rav Shmuel. Let's see it inside. Lefiza as far as pshuta. The berub with lesser kaman. Again, what's a ruby that's come on right in front of us? The store, the butcher stores, count the stores, 9 and 1. A ruby less come on is, I'm using the word scientific principle, but doesn't need scientific. It means a basic principle of something that exists out there in the world. So you get the sheikh, that's Isa come on is teshach hanayis. Hasim sheikh lemeimar, go to line 5. The kivnach sheikh, the chivatar is mispramid kamachza as Rabbi Shimon says, "Mail ain't kan rave." Just remember, Shmuel Zofsky. I'm sorry, I should have introduced this at the beginning. Shmuel was the Talmudic Rav Shimon. I remember him. I was zeicha to learn. I was zeicha to be in the same room when he said shiurim for a year, and he would say over the things that he heard from Rabbi Shimon with incredible kaved roish. As he says, "Suffolk who." What is a behemoth? We don't care about that because we have a principle. We already established this principle out there in the world that most behemoths are not treifus. Another rive. Most people do it this way. They don't sense of lightness to an isha until they're sure that deal is going through. So Rav Shmuel Zofsky says doesn't that there are two types of rubit lesser kamans. One is teva, science. Okay, Hanukkah we're not interested in teva. Everything's a nes. Okay, but. Science, sun rises in the east. That's a rubid less kaman. A behavioral pattern, such as rubid misabli va'achakach mekache, mekache va'achach misabli, sorry. People first of mekache, then they send presents to the kala. That's a minik. V'yesh b'zeh yesem b'kolem, the dina kem echtem echtem, mekamak, nir, the gam b'zeh, kivin shenis safikim u'maroi v'amiyat, the safik u'nei garoi v'kamiyat. V'yeshayach b'zeh yesem echtem echtem. He brings a rai from another case of Laraja. So what we come out of here, Rabbi Say, is a nafkamina. A nafkamina will be in a case of Ruba, the lesser, come on. Ruba, the lesser, come on. If I hold that the Mahalach is like Rabbi Shimon, that there's that Kavua means that there is no Rive. So then let's go the other way. If you say that it's called Kavua, the Rav doesn't help like Reb Chaim. Therefore, perhaps the din of Kavua, which is said even in the case of Ruba de Lesser Kaman. But if I hold that the din is nechshav keilu amiut shavu l'rive and there's no rive at all, so this wouldn't be shayach to Rubid Lesa Kaman. Because Rubid Lesa Kaman is not a pshat that we're coming to be machriya suffik. Because we know what the Metzias is the real Kaman. Most rive behemoths are not treifa. So the shayla here is, since rive behemoths are not treifa, the rive is mechiach and the teva, they're not treifa. This behem is not treifa also. And therefore, this is not shayach to say that the meat is equal to the rive. It's nechshav like this mechza mechza. That wouldn't work. So that would only work according to Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon's Mahalach, it wouldn't be applicable to a Reuben Lesser Kaman. According to Rab Chaim's Mahalach, which is that we just don't use the Rav in this case, it's Yitachin, the Dinah Kol Kavu, is said even in a Reuben Lesser Kaman. Ad Kan Rabbi Sai, very important you say this. I want to thank my Chaberim for enabling it. As we finish this incredible first perek of Ksubas and prepare for the incredible second perek of Ksubas. So everybody have a listik of Chanukah, and we'll see you in Mitzvah next week. Yeshkayach to Rav Pesach.